Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I hope it's an incredible week two for the 49ers, but I have some concerns. George Kittle, going to miss a couple weeks. Hamstring injury. I think we knew that. Juwan Jennings, we'll see. Looks like he's getting some second opinions on that shoulder, but I'm concerned. And then we found out that Brock Purdy has a hurt shoulder and a hurt toe, and his status for week two in New Orleans is uncertain, Joey. I'm concerned, officially. And I didn't see where it happened. There's people are floating out some videos when he got popped on the side in the pocket, trying to throw to Juwan Jennings. I don't know when it happened, but the fact that after week one, your quarterback is uncertain potentially heading into week two, it's not good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not good.
There were so many different videos I saw circulating. The amount of people that are breaking down all 22 film that don't even know what they're looking at is just beyond me. There's an epidemic and we need a vaccine, as a joke, to be able to cure some of the morons that are out there putting out definitive videos when they're not in the room with the coaches. They don't even understand concepts. I wouldn't trust them to coach a high school team, let alone a professional or a college team that are putting out, this is what happened and this is the play. And there were a couple plays where he did get hit and planted into the ground. And on one of them, he kept spinning out of trouble, Brock Purdy, that was. And I'm not even sure if that was the play. I don't even know if Kyle addressed whether that was the play or not. But, I mean, this is a problem. This is a big problem. There's two elements to this. There's obviously the Brock Purdy shoulder, which is the non-throwing shoulder.
Correct, the left shoulder.
And, like, with that comes its own issues. Then you have the toe, which I've seen firsthand one of the gladiators of the franchise, Patrick Willis, first ballot gladiator, if we're talking all toughness team, all time, it's Ronnie Lott, it's Patrick Willis, right? This guy's played with broken hands, broken arms. You know, the club was what he was known for. The toe injury did in his career. So we could allow toe. No. A toe is a big problem. We've talked about the connectivity of yes. the bottom of the foot to the rest of the leg and the hip and everything like that. And so we have two injuries here for Brock Purdy. Were they avoidable? Don't know. But I come back to the same thing. Kyle Shanahan's principle, his philosophy has been different than what I like. I'm a believer in the Harbaugh way. The offensive line is the tip of the spear. And when you have an opportunity to draft high linemen, then they have to be the right players. But when you have an opportunity to draft those guys, you invest in that offensive line. After you find the quarterback, after you pay for the quarterback, of course you want skill position players to be around them. But you better protect that individual. And we knew for the last couple of years that they have basically tried to go to the Walmart and get a guard, get a center, get another guard. And they've been lucky with the trade of Trent Williams because he was a premium player when they traded for him. And he's been a great player for them the last couple of years. He had a bad game by every metric. My eyeball, by PFF, by everybody that rates these things.
Greg Olsen on the broadcast?
Yeah, Greg Olsen on the broadcast. Dominic Pooney was a good pick, fourth rounder. They gave Colt McKivitz money, so that's solid. I mean, right tackles are hard to find. He's kind of in the middle of the pack in terms of right tackles, but they have failed to invest in that left guard and center spot, knowing that Aaron Banks was going to leave. And this has been an issue. Like, this has been an issue for the Niners, and keeping your smaller statured quarterback, you know, healthy in the pocket, I just feel like they haven't planned for it appropriately, given that he's a pocket quarterback who can make plays outside of structure. You need to be able to set that guy up for success, and they have failed to put an infrastructure on that offensive line to my liking, I think to most fans' liking. And I'm not surprised that Brock got dinged up already.
888-957-9570. That's the number. We would love your participation today. We got a stacked show for you, ladies and gentlemen. We got Brian Baldinger joining us at 7:30 every single Tuesday, Baldy Days, 7:30. And then, right after Baldy, we got Bonte Hill in studio for 2 hours. Not one, but 2 hours. Bonte Hill, courtesy of River Islands, in studio from 8 to 10. Again, that's going to be every single Tuesday. Baldy, then Bonte. Can't wait to break it all down with both those guys today. And again, with you as well, 888-957-9570.
You know, Joe, the first half, I must have written down and tweeted out and texted to you guys, like, Brock's running for his life right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a byproduct of two things. Number one, it's early. And for most teams in the NFL, the first few weeks, because of the lack of preseason, is going to effectively be a preseason. Like, that's what we're seeing. We are seeing a work in progress. And you're going to see over the first month of the year, more and more of football is going to look like, you know, helter-skelter, scattershot, than it is going to be buttoned up. And I think that that's a byproduct of just the lack of playing in the preseason. So just put that there. Then you've got, like, the way that this offensive line was put together and the fact that Trent missed a couple of plays and then Pooney missed a couple of plays and they haven't gelled altogether. I mean, how many weeks has Trent participated full week? Oh, God. One?
Oh.
Two?
Been a while.
And I understand why you want to have a player who's older like him on a pitch count, but it's not been great for their cohesiveness up front. I thought over and over again, Mike McDonald got a free blitzer coming at Brock, and a lesser quarterback would have been sacked, tagged, hit, pounded significantly more than what Brock did in that first half alone. I thought he was brilliant in getting rid of the ball, diagnosing where that hot was coming from, and trying to make that first guy miss. But, like, you're setting him up to get injured. And I'm not blaming Shanahan on this one. To me, it's just his philosophy's got to adjust. Moving forward, they have got to make the offensive line a priority. And I just don't think that they have.
Niner fans, your concern level with this Brock Purdy news, hurt toe and non-throwing shoulder heading into a massive week. Before you head back home to play on the Cardinals, you got to take care of business in New Orleans first. And I don't care who it is. It could be the Saints. It could be the Panthers. It could be the Chiefs. I'm not sleeping on anyone in their home turf. And they played the Cardinals tough last week, too. I know it's Spencer Rattler, so we're all sleeping on him. Oh, you can play Mac Jones and be fine. Yeah, but Mac Jones ain't as mobile as Brock Purdy. I'm just telling you that right now. We were talking about that before the show. There's parts of me that was like, that's curious, but also, I don't want to have to see Mac Jones if I'm a Niner fan. I don't want to see that. That's the worst-case scenario this week.
If you had a more robust offensive line, I get the intrigue of wanting to see Mac Jones. Mac Jones would have probably been sacked, what, half dozen times in the first half?
Absolutely.
And I like Mac as a backup. I do. I think Mac is a capable backup. But this offensive line is a work in progress right now. Especially, and again, I'm giving them a little more leeway because you don't play in the preseason. And I think that we need to adjust what we're doing in the preseason so that we're a little more ready for the regular season. But this Brock thing's not good. It's not one. It's two different things, and it's week one.
Well, it's not only your quarterback now, Joe. It was your best. You're literally your best player of all last season, offense or defense, is now out for probably 3 weeks. They didn't put him on injured reserve, George Kittle I'm talking about, which would have been at minimum four. So maybe they think he can come back prior to that.
Ugh.
So you're out George Kittle, who, again, was your best player, second team All-Pro on offense last year. He was insane. He was already looking like he was replicating that in those first couple drives. And then, Juwan Jennings. Status unknown. Maybe he's getting a second opinion. We were kind of talking about it yesterday, Joe. Hopefully he doesn't need surgery. I don't know what it is. Is it a dislocation? They said maybe, you know, he could play. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. So not only is your top target out for a couple weeks, now your top wide receiver potentially, at least last year, Juwan Jennings could be out this week. And then you're talking about your quarterback, setting him up, you know, for success already with a shaky offensive line, missing both of those guys. How's Christian McCaffrey going to look now after all that workload he had in week one? There's a lot of question marks after a win.
Well,
right?
No doubt. There's no doubt. Let's play this out on Kittle, though. We'll go. I have a lot of questions on the Purdy thing, but like the Kittle thing, you're saying a couple weeks. I think he should go on IR. Mm. That's what I would do.
Well, they should have put him there, right? Like, so they.
I think they've got a couple days to figure. They got to figure out what's going on with Juwan Jennings. Mm. So I think before you make a move, I think you're just kind of letting the dust settle on this. But like, let's play this out. You think a couple of weeks, right? That's what you're thinking.
Probably. I'm saying a minimum three for Kittle. Probably. That's what we were talking. Like when you get out immediately, we were talking about it yesterday, Joe. That's grade one strain, it sounds like.
Okay, so if day one was Sunday, September 7th, one full week would be this Sunday, all right, Saints game. So for sure he's missing that one, all right?
Yeah.
So I just put miss on that. You got the Cardinals. That would be two exact weeks to the injury on the 21st.
He's out.
He's missing that one.
Yeah.
Well, after the Cardinals, you get the Jags. That would be three full weeks, okay? 3 weeks. And then on a short week, I've been talking about this, you got the Rams on a Thursday.
Mm.
So, to me, there's not a chance in hell he's playing in the Jaguar game and then turning around and playing a couple days later. Guys, the hamstring could get re-aggravated at any point. I would, look, as much as I want him to play, as much as I know he wants to play, I think throwing him on IR, he misses the 4 weeks, then you get the long break after the Rams game. You don't play again until October 12th. If I was running things, and again, I'm not some, you know, Dr. Narav Pandya, I'm definitely not Kyle Shanahan, that seems way more realistic to me than him rushing back to get back for 3 full weeks for the Jags game, turning around and playing on that Thursday. I don't think that's reasonable.
Does it sound insane that I am more concerned about George Kittle than I am with Brock Purdy right now? And I get it. Brock Purdy's the quarterback, but like my...
No, it's both, Joe.
My concern, like, this guy's older. In a hamstring injury? I mean, we just saw with 39-year-old, 38-year-old Stephen Curry, like, that could be the difference between making the playoffs or not losing a guy like George Kittle for that amount of time. Now, I'm not saying it is. People got to step up. It was great that Tonjes, you know, he was the hero of the game. That's awesome. I can't expect him to do that again next week. I can't expect, you know, Luke Farrell, a guy that was signed to be a blocking tight end, to replicate what George Kittle does. George Kittle, what makes him so special is not only the blocking, it's the pass-catching ability, Joe, that, quite frankly, outside of maybe Brock Bowers and Travis Kelce at his peak, Trey McBride maybe, like that's it. Those are the only other players I could think of on his level when he is at his best. You just don't find guys like that.
Hamstrings linger. for months. Months. Have you? I hate. We're going to compare yourself to professional athletes.
No, I've played Miami. It sucks. You can't do anything. Like, you can't. Like,
but we've watched sports long enough. Even when you return from a hamstring strain, you don't go 110% all the way out. You in the back of your mind, you're not ready to kick it into that next gear.
Well, I was watching the game yesterday on Monday Night Football in Chicago between the Vikings and the Bears, and Blake Cashman, one of their stud linebackers, literally pulled up trying to chase after Caleb, and they literally, not 5 minutes after, out. Just out, hamstring injury. So I was like, damn. Like, you can see it in real time. And it's just that it's one of those injuries, the soft tissue ones, that you can't do anything about it. Like, no amount of injections, PRP, stem cells is going to, you know, exacerbate the process of getting back. It's just not one of those things.
Joe, to me, it's automatic. You throw him on the IR. That's what I'm doing. Because I'm not having him come back on the 28th, rush back, re-aggravate something, whatever, and or even just turn around and play on October 2nd against the Rams. The date I'm circling, and this is just me, I think the conservative date is October 12th. That sounds insane, but this is probably going to be a fickle lost year for George Kittle, and that sucks.
A lost year for Kittle after signing that contract would be brutal.
He missed not one day of training camp. It just happens. It sucks.
See, it's so funny.
Joe, like, it's just sports.
It's not funny, but like that's not the right word. But it, you know, we're talking about Juwan Jennings missing training camp, right? Gets hurt. And a lot of people probably attribute that. He'd missed some time, wasn't in game shape. I don't know. He gets his shoulder hurt. Okay. Then you have George Kittle. Plays all of training camp, gets some sniffs out there, plays some of the preseason, and then gets hurt. Like it's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And Warren Sharp actually posted this, and I really like Warren Sharp. Sharp football. Guy knows his stuff. Football analysis. He tweeted this out. It was just 49ers health by season. 2024, number one most injured team in the NFL. 2023, number 29 most injured. They were 12-5, lost in the Super Bowl.
Very healthy. But the health of that year, I felt like, carried over and was part of why they got more banged up the following year. Also, just my you play 20-something games. You know, what they play, 21 games or whatever that year? Like, and each one of them was tooth and nail.
And as we know from the quarterback doc or the wide receiver doc, not only Debo but George Kittle were laboring in that Super Bowl. And they lost Ray Greenlaw. Like,
and CMC apparently had calf stuff going into that Super Bowl, which we've now learned about.
Exactly. 2022, they were the number 9 most injured team. 13-4, lost in the NFC Championship game. Obviously, you lose your quarterback there. Brutal. 2021, number 3 most injured team. 2020, number 1 most injured. And that goes back to that COVID season, the MetLife Stadium.
How?
2019, the 6th most injured, 13-3, lost in the Super Bowl. 2018, number 4 most injured.
So, okay, during the Shanahan tenure, they've been top 6 in most injured, except 1 year.
Yes. They were at least top 10. So let's do that, because they were number 9 in 2022. Okay. At the bare minimum, they've been in the top 10 every single year outside of 2023 when they made the Super Bowl and lost.
I don't know what to make of that. I don't know. I don't know how anyone could have a good, like, okay, yes, football gets you injured. Yes. We know that, right? It's like you bake a lasagna, you better put some ricotta in there, right? That is one of the ingredients of football. It's violent, and it's going to get you hurt. Why are you smiling?
I substitute cream cheese, which is a cardinal sin amongst Italian households, but it has a higher fat content. Continue.
I love ricotta. We know it's baked in to the product. The game is violent. Guys are going to get hurt. But when you go around the league and it's relative to the other teams, the fact that they're in the top 10 so often, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if I should, like, for example, is it the training staff's, like, fault George Kittle got hurt in week one? Yeah. Or is it he's old?
It's a combination.
Or is it just random?
Well, that's what I'm getting at, too. And it kind of pisses me off. Like, and yesterday, and I've gotten to a point, Joe, where I am sick of blaming Kyle Shanahan. He's running McCaffrey into the ground. Well, dude, if the training staff is telling he's healthy, the doctors are saying he's healthy, he's saying he's good to go, what do you want the guy to do? Just not play him at all? If everyone's telling you he's good to go, what are we supposed to do?
Joe, every guy in every sport is managing some sort of pain, soreness. You know, every sport.
Yes.
Whether we're watching tennis over the weekend, whether we're watching all these baseball pitchers. We found out after the fact, Randy Rodriguez has been pitching in pain for a year. a year. Now, you talk to David Sampson, he'll tell you every single pitcher in baseball, if they do an MRI on their elbow, there's going to be stuff.
Inflammation.
For every
something.
Single pitcher
yes.
in baseball.
Yes.
Okay? Imagine what it is for football players.
Oh, they always have. Well, that's why I love hockey. It's just a lower body injury. They just don't even say what it is. Like, there's hurt everywhere, but it will just specify half the body or not. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the deal. I'm glad you mentioned the Giants. We got something cool going on with the Giants on the other side. I will tell everyone about. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Baldy 7:30, Bonte 8:00. We're talking about it all. Brock Purdy, left shoulder is hurting. His toe is hurting. Niners are hurting. They're 1-0, though. Do you play the quarterback this week, or do you protect him from himself?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.